More Gardaí need to be promoted to sergeants and inspectors, say the organisation who represent Garda sergeants and inspectors. The AGSI say that even in Ballyborough and County Cavan, the focus of inquiries after revelations of Garda malpractice by whistleblower Maurice McCabe, there still aren't enough sergeants to supervise Gardaí. The association's annual conference opens in Carlow today and is to be attended by the Minister for Justice for the first time in 3 years. Anthony Cunningham is President of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Anthony Cunningham, good morning again.
Good morning, Gavin.
You're warning that unless there are more promotions, the kind of bad behaviour by Gardaí in County Cavan we heard about at the O'Higgins Commission will happen again. What do you mean?
Well, I think for the people in our association, it's evident now that there's a chronic shortage of sergeants across almost every Garda division in the country. We have had increased recruitment over the last number of years, and so there are a lot of junior members on units, and sergeants now find themselves supervising up to 10, 12 young probationer Gardaí, as well as trying to do the normal routine work that they have to do.
Are you suggesting that rank-and-file members of the Gardaí, and therefore the GRA, can't be trusted?
No, I'm not suggesting anything, but the role of a sergeant is a first-line supervisory role. The fact of the matter is there simply is not enough sergeants to go around, and I suppose the Minister for Justice will attend our conference today, and it's one thing that we will be asking of him is to increase the amount of sergeants. As you know, the amount of sergeants that can be in the Gardaí is controlled by the government, so we will be asking him for an increase in the numbers of sergeant and inspector rank.
In the foreword to this year's programme, the General Secretary of your organisation, John Jacob, says that the Gardaí, to quote, have more oversight than any other organisation or body in the state, and the AGSI is concerned that despite all our oversight, there's little cohesion between the oversight bodies to drive an appropriate and cohesive strategy at government level. Shouldn't you be more concerned about crime statistics, for example? Do issues or discrepancies like those with the statistics not explain why there is a need for such oversight?
Yeah, I think oversight is welcome, and AGSI have cooperated with all of the oversight bodies, and we will be talking to the Minister for Justice today about the oversight and some of the work that they are doing on the government's behalf and indeed for the Garda organisation. I suppose when it comes to statistics, we don't input statistics. That's not the job of our rank. There is an analyst service within on Garda Síochána, and it is they take care of the data.
But what would your message to the public be, who are understandably concerned about the significant discrepancies in counting crimes, whether how many times people were breathalyzed or whether a death was homicide or not?
Yeah, I think what I'd say to the public is, look, our Garda Commissioner, Acting Garda Commissioner O'Coolan, will be down at conference tomorrow. I know that the crime figures are due to be released on Wednesday of this week.
Which is after your conference is finished, yes?
Our conference runs during Wednesday as well. So the Commissioner will be addressing our delegates tomorrow evening, and we look forward to seeing what he, as head of the organisation at the present time, has to say about the data figures.
You're meeting the Minister for Justice today in advance of his address to conference. Are you going to be telling him that you still want the right to go on strike?
Yes, strike and the continued denial of the Irish government to allow members of An Garda Síochána to have that action if it is needed, of course, is discriminatory. There's an increasing anxiousness about amongst our memberships in relation to that matter, and we certainly will be discussing it with the Minister today.
What sort of reception will the Minister get by your delegates, do you think?
The Minister will be welcome today. We've had some interactions with the Minister in the last year. Limited as though they were. So we look forward to giving him a welcome today when he arrives here in Mount Wolseley in Carlow, and we look forward to a positive interactions with him.
Can I go back to the miscalculation or misclassification of crime stats? You've 22 motions on the agenda over the next 3 days and not one on that issue. Why?
Because the recording of crime stats and the analysing of the data is not the job of sergeants. We record the incidents that occur and we submit them. The incident type is done by our colleagues at GISC in Castlebar.
But you do have a role, surely?
We have a role in the detection of offences and the supervision of Gardaí, but checking the data that would go forward to the Central Statistics Office does not fall within the remit of supervisors at our level.
So the miscalculation of breath tests, for example, has nothing to do with sergeants and inspectors? No,
we're not saying that, Gavin. And I mean, you know, mistakes were made around the breath test, and I think this association was quite forthright in saying that for any part that the limited amount of our members who are involved in the supervision of breath tests, we apologise sincerely at that time for any mistake.
It's not something you're going to address at conference, no?
Well, I think the breathalyzer issue has been well publicised and well addressed at this stage. We have apologised for it, Gavin. I'm not sure what there is to say at this point on it, only that we will continue to learn from any mistakes that we have made and implement better practices.
Antoinette Cunningham, President of the AGSI, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.